It's already 10:15. I hope the people are still with us, especially the children. Yes. Well, Jesus is worth staying up for, is he not? I remember the only time I've ever been to the Holy Land was during Holy Week of 1999. And I don't know how many of you have ever been there, but inside of the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, on one side is Calvary, where Jesus died on the cross, and on the other side of the basilica is the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, where Jesus had been buried, both now under the same roof for many centuries. And it was our great desire during that pilgrimage to be in the places where these events occurred on the nights when they occurred. So we were very privileged to be in the upper room on Holy Thursday for the washing of the feet where that event originally happened. Very privileged to walk the way of the cross on Good Friday. But then we wanted to attend the Easter Vigil at the tomb. They have an Easter Vigil right there at the empty tomb of Jesus. And if you think this starts late at 9 p.m., we were told it wasn't going to start until 3 a.m. on Easter morning. And so if you wanted to attend it, you had to let them lock you in. And so we got locked in to the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre and were able to take a nap right outside the tomb of Jesus while we awaited the celebration of that stone being rolled away and a great light shining in the darkness. That's worth staying up for. It's worth waking up for. It's something that needs to get our attention. And that's why all of this drama here tonight unfolding before us with darkness and light and scripture and music to get our attention. To remind us of the great lengths that God has gone to create his people, to save his people, to love his people, to sacrifice for his people. And what would we be willing to do for him? And for our electing candidates that you're here to support with your presence and prayers tonight, they're answering that question, what would I do for a God who has done so much for me? Give my life for him because he gave his life for me. And that's why those being baptized tonight, received into full communion, confirmation, join 400 men and women and children across our diocese doing the very same thing at this very same hour on this very night. 100,000 across America, 1 million all over the world, every year on this night. In the darkness before Easter morning, people see that great light, the great light of faith, showing them the way that will lead them to the Father's house. And that's why this is a unique celebration in all the church year. It is certainly the longest and most elaborate of the church's liturgies, but it's also the most important. We tend to get excited about Christmas Eve. We think that's the most important, and we get excited about it because we get presents. But on the vigil of Easter, on the eve of Easter, people don't tend to get as excited because most of you aren't going to get presents except for those that are joining the church. You're going to get some rosaries and medals and maybe some money. But even though most of us aren't going to get a present tonight, we are here to celebrate a gift of a God who loves us so much that he would not spare his own son, but rather let him to die that we might live. Let him suffer that we may not have to suffer forever. And in this world where there is so much war, violence, crime, sadness, sickness, suffering, COVID, don't I know it, disaster and disease, we need to see that light. We need to allow God to get our attention, and we need to go tell others about it. That's the beautiful thing. These people that come here tonight to receive the sacraments were encouraged to begin this whole process by someone else who lives their faith. And now it'll be the challenge for those of you who are receiving these sacraments to go and do likewise. Just like you saw, I had to watch it in the live stream, that washing of the feet that happened here the other night. What did Jesus say? What I have done for you, I've done as an example. Now go and do likewise. That's what you new believers are called to do. Tonight you become disciple of Jesus. Tomorrow you go make a disciple for Jesus. That's the challenge for all of us. To spread the good news, not by just telling people what we're against, but by telling people what we're for. Salvation, forgiveness, love, mercy, giving, all the good things that God has done for us, he's called us to do for each other. And so this truly is a great night of celebration. And let me not stand in the way of progress. So let's begin. I would now like to invite our director of the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, Mrs. Betsy Koval, to please come forward and call forth those prepared for baptism.